This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
This year today on the Budweiser Sportsline Live at Stivers, where Price sells cars. Tomorrow afternoon, the Troy Trojans hosting the Akron Zips. Going to be a great atmosphere, great time down in Troy. And an old friend of the program is the head coach of the Akron Zips, Terry Bowden. Terry, man, it has been too long since we've last spoken. I hope you're doing well.
John, thank you. I sure am. Looking forward to coming back down to Alabama. You know, I don't know that – I'm trying to think, is there anybody that's coached at three universities in Alabama? Because I've been the head coach at Sanford, Auburn, and North Alabama. So it's really coming home.
Well, it really is. That's a good question, Coach. You'll have to look that up. I'm not real sure. But, yeah, I know it's got to be special coming back into the state and bringing your Akron team into Troy. Obviously, you're familiar with Troy, know a lot about them in your times that you spent here in the state of Alabama. Talk about this matchup tomorrow as you bring your team down to take on the Trojans.
Well, I should say, you know, it's, in my mind, it's not the best time to take on the Trojans. They are really playing well. The head coach has done Bill Brown's done a great job with that team. They won 10 last year, probably picked to win the conference again this year. They're just hot. You know, they built their programs up. Now, we played Penn State, number four. We played Iowa State, which is one of the up-and-coming teams in the Big 12. But we go down to be one of the best teams in the Sun Belt. It's just that, there's a lot of familiarity with the coaching staff with Troy. You know, not only did I coach against Troy, but we held our Bowden football camp there for about 10 years, so we know about everybody there. But they are a very good football team. Got a six-year quarterback, a veteran quarterback. Their defense plays that Southern style of aggressive, relentless defense, and we'll have to bring our very best down there against Troy.
Yeah, you know, their quarterback Brandon Silver's returning from last year, had a great year. You know, he's kind of started a little slow, Coach. You know, he had not thrown a touchdown pass until, I guess, the New Mexico State game last week. But I think, I'm sure you're well aware, even though he's had a slow start, this guy has the experience and the ability to hurt you. You got to watch after him.
Oh, they love to throw and catch the football. They do a great job with it, you know, and their offensive coaches. You know, Kenny Edenfield, the coach there was A.J. Milwee's offensive coordinator. A.J. was a All-American quarterback at North Alabama, and Coach Edenfield was his coach when he was at North Alabama. So their quarterback's not only a great quarterback, but he's well-coached, and they run a fast-paced offense that can run with their big running back, but also throw the football.
Coach, talk about, you mentioned, going into Penn State, playing Iowa State. Mm-hmm. You know, you've played these big boys, so to speak, Power Five type schools. You know, what does that do for your program and your players in terms of, you know, okay, we've been there, done that. You know, we can go in anywhere. So intimidation, I wouldn't think would be a factor.
No, I mean, our guys, in the Mid-American Conference, I think Troy plays LSU next week. I'm not sure.
Yeah, they do.
You know, we teams that are at that mid-major level. One, we get a real good paycheck. You know, you won't see Penn State playing Akron at Akron, and nor will probably you see LSU playing Troy at Troy. But it's a huge budget. You know, trying to push that money from the Power Five conferences down to the mid-major level, that usually pushes about $1 million down. But I think it's also a great experience for our players. One, they learn how to play against the top competition in front of 100,000 people, national TV game, those type of things that you get. But it also hardens them up. It gives them the sense they've been in a pretty tough arena. And that's what happens when you play at Penn State. Iowa State played us at our place, and it was a good game. We were down 20-14 and almost into the fourth quarter with a chance to go in and score and get ahead. Then they just piled it on at the end, and it made it look bad. But I think those games can help you as long as you don't get people hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, if you get people hurt, because they usually have second and third teamers that are as good as their first teamers. Well, we're going to drop off a little quicker at our division. And so we go on there, and then every now and then you might knock them off. You know, you might knock off that superpower. And we beat Pitt a couple of years ago when we went into Pitt. They weren't expecting it, but they weren't Penn State. You know, they weren't the top four team in the country.
Coach, without giving anything away, who do we look for tomorrow on your team? What players? Your quarterback is somebody we'll have an eye on. But what should we be looking out for tomorrow when Akron hits the field?
Well, quarterback, we won. You know, Tommy Woodson 2 years ago led us to Akron's first bowl win ever, first Division I bowl win ever had, first eight-win season as a Division I team. Then he tore his shoulder up last year early in the season and missed most of last season, and we struggled when we lost him. But now he's back, and so he needs to have a good game. He's a very good quarterback. He's out of Pittsburgh. A lot of great quarterbacks come out of Western Pennsylvania, and that's where he comes out of. But he's an outstanding senior quarterback in his fifth year. The fellow that you like to watch on defense is Ulysses Gilbert, our linebacker, outside linebacker. He was preseason picked as the Mid-American Conference Defensive Player of the Year. And so he plays a lot like Troy's linebackers. Troy's linebackers play like those kids out of Auburn and Alabama that I'm so used to seeing that just fly around the football. He plays that style. He's from Ocala, Florida, and he would be the guy most of you watch. Warren Ball, our running back, transferred from Ohio State. He's 6'1", 230, fast, strong, big. He's got to make some good, tough running against a very good run defense.
Terry, what is, you know, obviously it's a different level at Akron, but mainly in the area of the country that you're in. What's the difference in recruiting in Ohio compared to recruiting in the state of Alabama?
Well, you know, first of all, football is very regional in the South, in college football as opposed to pro. And so everybody thinks they got the best football in the world. You know, the Ohio State University don't call themselves the Ohio State University because they think somebody else is. That means you're not the Ohio State, you know. But Ohio football is huge, you know, especially in Northeast Ohio where we come from. Maslin, Canton McKinley is 15 miles down the road. Maslin High School, they'll have 25,000 to 30,000 a game at their games. And so we have a great traditional football. We're an hour and a half from Pittsburgh, which is the Western PA, some of the best football. Northeast Ohio from Columbus to Akron, Canton, Youngstown, Cleveland is great area of football. So we kind of treat that as our home area. We don't really think of Cincinnati, you know, 4.5-5 hours away as our home area, but that's our area. And then we go to South Florida. But the thing that you have to understand is that this is a traditionally Northeast Ohio is a huge football tradition. They've been playing football a long time, and high school football is just like in Alabama up here. It's very, very big. The different thing about Alabama and Ohio is they don't have pro teams. You don't have pro football in Alabama. There's no mixed allegiance. You're either Auburn, you're Alabama, you're Troy, you're football in the college level. Here we've got the Cleveland Browns, the Cincinnati Bengals. We've got pro every sport. You know, the Indians had a 22-game winning streak about 15-20 miles up the road from us. And so up here you do have pro football and pro sports that are much bigger in people's minds. You know, a lot of people grew up going to ball games on Sunday, and when I grew up in Alabama, we went to ball games on Saturday. If you want to be a football coach, the greatest thrill down south is to coach on Saturdays. The greatest thrill up here sometimes is to coach on Sundays, you know.
Yeah,
so
sure.
There's a little different mindset up here than in Alabama, where college football is king.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, being in an area where you got a lot of professional teams, a lot of professional sports, and then, of course, heck, you got a lot of college teams, too, in your state.
We really do. You talk about just in our conference alone, Bowling Green, Toledo, Miami, Ohio University, Kent State University is 11 miles from our campus as our rivals, just 11 minutes away. So we have a lot of college teams. That doesn't count Ohio State, Cincinnati. And then we have probably 20 or 25 Division III schools, private schools that play great football. So it's a little different than in Alabama. Although when I started coaching in Alabama, there weren't hardly any schools playing Division I or I-AA. You know, Troy was a Division II national champion way back when. You know, and it's really changed in Alabama, too. It's UAB is football and South Alabama football, and Stanford started football back when I came in the 80s. And so it's gotten to where we have more football in Alabama, but it's a little more population in the state of Ohio. We probably have double the population. So you can have a few more teams in Ohio just because of population.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, Terry, I don't know if you have adjusted to the winters in Ohio, but I can promise you when you get to Troy tomorrow, you'll remember the warm weather, because even though it's the first day of fall, it's still in the 90s. It's humid and hot. So I'm sure that'll come back to you when you get off the plane.
John, you realize tomorrow in Akron, it's going to be 89 degrees, and in Troy, it's going to be 86. But that's an anomaly there. That's not a normal occurrence. Up here, it is flat, freezing in the winter, and we'll have to hope we can acclimate to the humidity, a little more humidity than we have.
Yeah, it is still rather humid even for late September. Terry, good luck tomorrow. Certainly excited about you guys coming in to our area and taking on the Troy Trojans. It's going to be a great atmosphere down there, and looking forward to to a good game. And, man, it's good to catch up with you. It's been a while. We really enjoyed it. We'll do it again soon.
Thanks, John. Appreciate that.
All righty. Terry Bowden, the head football coach of the Akron Zips, bringing his team into Troy tomorrow to take on Neil Brown and the Trojans. Always enjoy talking to Terry. He's always a lot of fun. We are going